fossil forest. And
Yeah.
if anyone is interested, they can see you talk.
Hi, this is Alana from Sauk Hill. I'm the host of There There on WGXC Acre, Hudson, and Catskill. Radio for open ears.
Hi, everyone. It's Lily, the youth peer leader from Mental Health Association of Columbia Green County's Clubhouse. Are you a teen wanting to learn more about health education? Maybe you're looking to complete your volunteer hours or in need of a job. The weekly teen clinic on Wednesdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Family Planning, located on the third floor of the county building on Main Street in Catskill, can help you answer any of your questions. Information can be found at greengovernment.com. Hope to see you there.
Hey man, I saw your Volkswagen thing from across the street while I was getting a rhubarb smoothie. Oh yeah, these smoothies are great. They're loaded with important phytochemicals to combat the free radicals floating around in your body, causing you to make bad decisions, like buying that Volkswagen thing. Oh, good burn, man. You seem really cool. Yeah, I guess you could say I've been dulling the cutting edge for years. So I was wondering if you could tell me where the raddest swimming spots are. Me and my girlfriend Olestra burning up in this man-made heat dome. Oh, rad, man. Yeah, me and my girlfriend Topiary, we're just gonna head over there. Oh, snap, my man. What are the GPs? That's like a way of saying GPS without really saying it. Well, we could tell you the DDs, but then we would have to kill you. Oh, hilarious, Pierce Brosnan. No, seriously, we would stuff you in the trunk of our 1968 Toyota Land Cruiser, and you would probably suffocate, and then you would be unable to swim. Massive bummer. Well, would you have the 411 on a poorly ventilated pavilion with a band playing awkward versions of old Southern rock songs? My dude, I have just the spot for you.
Battlefield Earth, every Tuesday night at 10 p.m., only on WGXC and WGXC.org.
Did you know that Wave Farms WGXC 90.7 FM has its own app? The Wave Farm Radio app, available for both iOS and Android, allows users to listen to live audio from any of the Wave Farm web streams, including WGXC 90.7 FM, Standing Wave Radio, the installations in the Wave Farm Art Park, and other partner streams. And you can also find us on the Bloomberg Connects app, where you can explore the Wave Farm Art Park installations and the Pomotsitok Wak Kulistok, an indigenous sound walk. Plan your visit and learn more about what Wave Farm has to offer at wavefarm.org.
Wave Farm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Marie of Catskill, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Ever since songwriters started writing songs, they have written songs about a rose.
About a rose.
Red roses, blue roses, old roses, new roses, roses from the south and east and west. But here's the rose song that I love the best.
The best.
Show me a rose, I'll show you a girl who cares. or leave me alone. Show me a rose, I'll show you a stag at bay. Show me a rose, or leave me alone. She taught me how to do the tango, down where the palm trees sway. I called her Rosa Mia, and she called a spade, show me a rose, I'll show you a storm at sea, show me a rose, or leave me alone. One night in Bixby, Mississippi, we watched the clouds roll by. I said, my dear, how are you? And she whispered, so am I. Show me a rose, I'll show you a girl named Sam. Show me a rose, or leave me alone.
Show me a rose.
Show me. Believe that you don't know me until you show me a rose,
a fragrant rose.
Well, thank you, Groucho, for getting us off on the right foot here. Show Me a Rose, a 1953 recording. This is Gregory Forte bringing you music from the Radio Museum here on WGXC. We're going to let those good boys from Queens carry us to the next tune.
Thank you.
Everything Happens to Me by Thelonious Monk. So what we're going to do here on this show, when I'm lucky enough to bless the airwaves, is we're going to listen to some recordings of people who are either on the radio, mostly overnight radio characters, or some poets, or some spoken word people. I know that's vague and covers a lot of ground, but I'm going to give you an example of one of those. So I'm going to play you a recording of a man by the name of Lord Buckley. Lord Buckley started in a vaudeville. This is a character that he created in the early 60s. And what he used to do is he used to take biblical stories and speeches and poems and reenact them with his own language. He called it enzomatic of the hip. So exactly, it's sort of nonsensical, but really good listening. So what we're going to hear is his interpretation of the Gettysburg Address. Now, I know that we're all learned and we remember our famous Lincoln speech from high school, but just in case it slipped by us, I'm going to play you 2 minutes of the speech itself. And then we're going to hear a 1963 recording of Lord Buckley's interpretation of the Gettysburg Address.
Four score and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty, and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now, we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation, or any nation so conceived and so dedicated, can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here have consecrated it, far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note, nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
My Lord, me say, 4 big hits and 7 licks ago, our B4 daddies swung forth upon this sweet groovy land, jumping, wailing, stomping, swinging, new nation. Hip to the cool, sweet groove of liberty, and solid scent upon the ace lick that all cats and kitties, red, white, or blue, is created level
in front.
We are now hung with a king-sized main day civil drag, sounding whether this nation or any of their nation, so hip and so solid scent, can stay with it all the way. We are stomped out here through the hassle sight of some of the worst jazz blown in the entire issue.
Gatti's Motherburg.
We are here to turn on a small soil stash of the before-mentioned hassle site as a final sweet sod pad for those who laid it down and left it there, so that this jumping happy beat might blow forevermore. And we all dig that this is the straightest lick, but digging it harder from afar, we cannot mellow. We cannot put down the stamp of the Lord on this sweet sod, because the strong non-stop studs both digging it and dug under it who hassled here have mellowed it with such a wild mad beat that we can hear it, but we can't touch it. Now the world cats will short dig nor long stash in their wigs what we are beating our chops around here, but it never can successfully shade what they vanced here. It is for us, the swinging, to pick up the dues of these fine studs who cut out from here and fly it through to Ennsville. It is hipper for us to be signifying to the glorious gig that we can't miss with all these bulging eyes, that from all these A-stamp studs we double our love kick to, that righteous ride for which these cats hard sounded the last nth bong of the beat of their bell, that we here want it struck up straight for all to dig, that these deep-hearted studs shall not have split in vain, and that this nation, under the great swinging Lord, shall swing up a whopper of endless Mardi Gras, and that the big Lord, by you straits, of you cats, and for you kiddies, shall not be scratched from the big race. And that's why I'm a Lincoln cat.
Was a perfect example of Mr. Lord Buckley turning language on his head. I hope you enjoyed that little history lesson. What we're going to hear now after Mr. Ry Cooter here is we're going to hear a recording from Mr. Gene Shepherd. Gene Shepherd had an overnight show WOR in New York City from midnight, I believe, to 3 or 4 a.m., a little bit before my time, but through archives we get to listen to some of his genius. He was a radio personality for those years, wrote a bunch of books. Anyway, we're going to hear Gene Shepherd from a 1959 recording.
All going to make sense eventually. And we're going to arrive at that point when all progress has been progressed, when everything knits, everything gels, and man knows nothing but eternal happiness. Like, for example, the DuPont Corporation, you know, is working on a new formula. You remember when they first came out with tranquilizers? This was the beginning of a new era for mankind. Do you realize that they have found out? And don't say anything about this, because this is really, this is the in stuff. Don't tell the kids about it. They found out that every human emotion is accompanied by a chemical change in the blood. And so these guys in the laboratories have been working it out the other way, see? They figure if they change the chemical composition of the blood, that they will produce the equivalent emotion. And boy, have they produced some great emotions just by taking pills. Eventually, all you'll have to do will be to go to the drugstore, you know, and they'll have this whole collection of stuff. Yes, some great emotions. Some of them they're even going to have to sell under the counter. Prescription only. Can't you imagine yourself buying, I'll have the economy-sized bottle of lust, please. The economy-sized bottle of greed. How about the vest pocket container of anger? Yes, and DuPont is working on a fulfillment pill that is like, you know, the 7-in-1 vitamins. It contains all the major vices in one tablet. You just take one a day and you've had everything. Of course, you realize this is going to do away with the race, too, which is probably what we secretly want in the end. So there is possible better living through chemistry. Just stick with it. And I mean better living. You know what I mean, better living. I mean really better living.
Example of Gene Shepherd from one of his comedy records, but mostly he was known for his overnight radio shows. I hope to be bringing more of that to you in the future. Anyway, we're going to hear one tune by the New York Dolls, and then on this rainy evening here in Hudson, on WGXC, I'm going to play a Vic Chestnut song.
It's so lonely. such a lonely planet, joy. We miss some from your other boys. That's when I'm a lonely planet boy. I'm trying, or I'm crying. Can't you see I'm dying? Beautiful love. Whoa.
Thank you, Mr. Vic Chestnut, for singing to us about haikus. So one thing I want to do here on the Radio Museum, other than play some old radio classics, with the time allot to me, I would like to share a poem by Mr. Walt Whitman. You remember Walt Whitman? Anyway, this poem is called Italian Music in Dakota. We're going to hear a quick minute and a half rendition of this poem, and then I'm going to dust off an old Victrola, crank it up, and play you a 1921 recording of Caruso. So get comfortable here on WGXC.
Italian Music in Dakota by Walt Whitman. through the soft evening air enrinding all, rocks, woods, fort, cannon, pacing sentries, endless wilds, in dulcet streams, in flutes and cornets' notes, electric, pensive, turbulent, artificial, yet strangely fitting even here. Meanings unknown before, subtler than ever, more harmony, as if born here, related here, not to the city's frescoed rooms, not to the audience of the opera house, sounds, echoes, wandering strains, as really here at home. Somnambula's innocent love, trios with Norma's anguish, and thy ecstatic chorus, Poluto. Rayed in the limpid, yellow, slanting sundown, music, Italian music in Dakota. While nature, sovereign of this gnarled realm, lurking in hidden barbaric grim recesses, acknowledging rapport however far removed, as some old root or soil of earth its last-born flower or fruit, listens well pleased.
A supermarket.
All going to make sense eventually. And we're going to arrive at that point when all progress has been progressed, when everything knits, everything gels, and man knows nothing but eternal happiness. Like, for example, the dew.
that Caruso sound great? All those pops and hisses along the way. And also, I'm sorry for that disruption in the middle of it. I guess that's what live radio looks like sometimes, I guess. I'm sorry about that. You've been listening to Gregory Forte's Radio Museum here in WGXC, Catskill, New York. That Caruso recording went back all the way to 1921. That was inspired, of course, by that poem by Walt Whitman. What I would like to do is continue with one more Italian song, and then I have a doo-wop song from kind of a one-hit wonder, the Jive Five. The tune is called Bad Boys, but we're not going to hear that until we hear this Neapolitan love song music. Once again, thanks for listening to the Radio Museum.
Trouble.
thank you, Jive Bombers, for singing to us about the bad boy that you are, were. So as I continue here, time is running out on my hour here at the station, but I wanted to fill you in on some other stuff that I'd like to play for you when and if I am invited back. And one of these things are going to be recipes, weekly recipes. Yes, I've been running around bothering people to the likes of my Aunt Marie, my Aunt Gloria, and my mom, and all those great cooks of the past, and I've been recording their simple recipes. Next time on the show, I will have Pasqualina's recipe for pasta vazzul. Yes, Mom, we're going to get your voice to grace the airwaves here. Besides that, we're going to continue listening to some spoken word. We're going to hear people by the likes of Joe Frank, if that means anything to you, or Spalding Gray, if that means anything to you. But it's been real fun here for Gregory Forte to bring you his radio museum to the beautiful town of Catskill. I'm overlooking the rain on the street now. I'd like to play one more poem. This was written by Mr. Allen Ginsberg to Mr. Walt Whitman. It's called The Supermarket in California.
Supermarket in California. What thoughts I have of you tonight, Walt Whitman. For I walk down the side streets under the trees with a headache, self-conscious, looking at the full moon. In my hungry fatigue and shopping for images, I went into the neon fruit supermarket dreaming of your enumerations. What peaches and what penumbras. Whole family shopping at night. Aisles full of husbands, wives in the avocados, babies in the tomatoes. And you, Garcia Lorca, what were you doing down by the watermelons? I saw you, Walt Whitman, childless, lonely old grubber, poking among the meats in the refrigerator and eyeing the grocery boys. I heard you asking questions of each. Who killed the pork chops? What price bananas? Are you my angel? I wandered in and out of the brilliant stacks of cans, following you and followed in my imagination by the store detective. We strode down the open corridors together, in our solitary fancy, tasting artichokes, possessing every frozen delicacy, and never passing the cashier. Where are we going, Walt Whitman? The doors close in an hour. Which way does your beard point tonight? I touch your book and dream of our odyssey in the supermarket and feel absurd. Will we walk all night through solitary streets? The trees add shade to shade, lights out in the houses. We'll both be lonely. Will we stroll dreaming of the lost America of love past blue automobiles and driveways home to our silent cottage? Dear father, gray beard, lonely old courage teacher, what America did you have when Sharon quit poling his ferry and you got out on a smoking bank and stood watching the boat disappear on the black waters of Lethe? Thank you.
Well, so nice to have the studio here filled with those Italian banjo players and mandolin players. They're filling up the room here. Things are getting to a full swing. It's been a lot of fun for me to bring you this music and these recordings. I am going to end where I began with a Groucho Marx song, but before I play that song, I'm going to tell you a Groucho Marx joke. Anyway, for those of you who do not know who Groucho was, he was one of four brothers who were vaudeville stars and Hollywood movie stars, the Marx brothers. Anyway, Groucho was a real man of letters. He would have correspondence with everybody from truck drivers to ex-presidents to union leaders to dishwashers. Anyway, he kept these letters. He had long correspondence. And one of the great friends he made over the years was a man by the name of T.S. Eliot. He wrote to T.S. They became good friends. After a number of years, Mr. Eliot passed away. Groucho went to the funeral. And while he was at the funeral, he was asked by the widow to get up and say a speech. Groucho said he was terrified. He always saw himself as nothing but a vaudeville hack, but here he is among some of the great Shakespearean actors of the time. He didn't know what to say. He found himself at the podium, everybody looking at him. The only thing that came to mind was a joke that he remembered, and the joke is this. There was a man who was about to be hung. And just as they put the noose around his neck and they asked him if he had any last words, he looked around him and said, "Yeah, I don't think this damn thing is safe." You've been listening to Gregory Forte's Radio Museum on WGXC.
Since songwriters started writing songs, they have written songs about a rose.
About a rose.
Red roses, blue roses, old roses, new roses, roses from the south and east and west. But here's the rose song that I love the best.
The best.
Show me a rose, I'll show you a girl who cares. Show me a rose or leave me alone. Show me a rose, I'll show you a stag at bay.
show me a rose or leave me alone. She taught me how to do the tango down where the palm trees sway. I called her Rosa Mia, and she called a spade, show me a rose, I'll show you a storm at sea, show me a rose, or leave me alone. One night in Bixby, Mississippi, we watched the clouds roll by. I said, my dear, how are you? And she whispered, so am I. Show me a rose, I'll show you a girl named Sam. Show me a rose, or leave me alone.
Show me a rose.
Show me a rose.
A fragrant rose.
A fragrant rose. Make believe that you don't know me until you show me a rose.
A fragrant rose.